This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The University of Michigan today opened a brand new testing facility for autonomous vehicles, AVs. It's known as M-City, and it'll be a chance to test AV technologies in a very realistic off-roadway environment. That's a key step before connected and automated vehicles and systems are deployed on actual roadways. Before we get into what the future of AVs could be, Stateside's Jake Offenhartz asked folks in Ann Arbor, would you feel comfortable getting into a driverless car?
I think I'd be a little bit nervous because I'm so used to being in control of the car. But the way technology is advancing, I think that it probably would be safe.
At this point, I feel like I'm leaning towards yes, but every time I read on some mishap, I have misgivings.
I don't think I would, because even though it can control my vehicle, it can't control other people's vehicles. So if somebody else is going to crash into me, I can't veer away from that. And so I don't think I'd really trust it.
Yes, because I'm inside of a car without my mom, but all the time. I'm not scared, actually.
I don't really think I would feel comfortable being in a driverless vehicle, because sometimes I get scared in cars that have drivers, and I don't know how comfortable I'd be being in a car that doesn't have a driver.
No, not at all. One, because that'd be really creepy. I feel not safe, because what if something in the GPS system goes wrong and it takes me somewhere cuckoo that I don't even know about?
So it seems there's some work to do on expectations for AVs. What is the future of autonomous vehicles, AVs? How will they shape our future economy? Kevin D'Souza is with us. Among other things, he's with the Center for Technology Innovation and a professor in the School of Public Affairs at Arizona State University. Welcome, Kevin.
It is a pleasure to be on.
Kevin, take us 20 years into the future. How common do you think AVs will be on our roads?
AVs are going to be extremely commonplace. It really comes down to how are they going to be priced. As with any new technology, the initial price offerings may be prohibitive for the average consumer. However, as the technology evolves and the price points come down, I think they will be extremely popular on our roadways.
Now, do you think ultimately, as the prices go down, will it be a case of one in every driveway, or will we see something maybe more like ride sharing?
It is going to be more like ride sharing, more community-oriented approaches to how AVs get managed. The reason being is that AVs offer us the ability to plan our travel without actually owning the vehicle. We will be able to share these vehicles, we'll be able to rent them in real time. And so the actual need to have one in your driveway is very low.
You wrote a blog posting for Brookings and also a piece in Slate. And you state AVs, we're going to see a great improvement in safety because you say they're safer than human drivers. What is the current research showing us about that?
If you look at what Google and a few of the other players in the AV market have identified, they have logged countless hours of accident-free travel. In the cases where the automated vehicles were actually harmed on the road, it was actually due to human driver trying to break the law or run a light that resulted in an accident. And so it was not really the automated vehicle that actually caused the accident. One of the reasons is these vehicles are engineered to be highly risk averse. And so they actually follow all of the program rules that we train drivers on when we have them go for a defensive driving class. And so in terms of how are they going to operate, I think the key is going to be that we are going to see these vehicles reduce a lot of the negatives that we associate with driving, including things like accidents, drunk driving, speeding fines, and things of that nature.
The texters.
Yes.
And could we really see a day when we are making efficient use of our roads and maybe traffic jams are a piece of old history?
Absolutely. The way of the future is going to be one where we are not going to be driving and hosting our vehicles in parking lots. Many of us clog the roads at times when we need to get from point A to point B. However, after we arrive at our destinations, our vehicles remain idle. And so rather than having everybody drive in and out. If we look at things like AV along with other emerging technologies in our urban areas, we are going to see a huge reduction in terms of transportation congestion and other issues that actually damage our road infrastructure.
We're looking at the future of automated vehicles, AVs, as we talk with Kevin D'Souza, who's with Arizona State University and the Brookings Institute. You make a very clear point in your pieces for Brookings and Slate that government is going to win and lose money-wise when this new technology becomes commonplace. Let's talk about how it's going to win, first of all. How would AVs save government billions?
If you look at how we pay as a country for accidents that are caused on our roadways, the costs are quite significant in terms of the damage that a taxpayer has to incur. If you think about it, close to 36,000 individuals who actually go through these accidents, it is not them who actually incur the cost. It's you and me, and it's also the local governments. And so you are going to see local governments be able to redirect a lot of those resources to other purposes. In the similar way, you are not going to need enforcement individuals to go out and write parking tickets. Now, of course, that's going to save money, but it's also going to reduce the income for local governments.
Let's talk about some of these losses, especially for smaller government entities.
The huge ones are going to be things like the speeding violations, the parking violations, but also if the AV technology does meet its true potential and we have fewer vehicles on the road, then you are also going to lose out on things like registrations and emission testing and even just owning a license. I mean, all of us right now have paid a fee to have a driver's license. However, in the future, if we do not need to even own a car, we are completely removing an entire channel in terms of revenues that local governments are actually quite dependent on. One of the key attributes about these emerging technologies like AVs is they are not going to do marginal alterations to old business models. They are going to come in and they are going to completely disrupt the old business models. And so this is where an entire channel in terms of revenues will cease to exist. And so it's not just one item, but it's the collection.
Looking at the future of government revenue after being impacted by autonomous vehicles. Kevin D'Souza writes on technology policy for the Brookings Institute. He's also an associate dean for research at the College of Public Service and Community Solutions and a professor at the School of Public Affairs at Arizona State University. Kevin, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.